time now to focus on the community on WAMW. Each week, we shine a spotlight on a topic important to your community. And this week, we will focus on health and wellness. Focus in the Community is presented by First Federal Savings Bank, Highway 57 South in Washington. Our guest today is Beth Gabhart, one that is well known in the area for fitness and staying physically fit, as well as teaching it to others. You'll see her quite a bit at the Daviess County YMCA. Also a registered nurse, right?
Correct, yes.
So when it comes to health and wellness, I think we got the best in the business right here. Beth, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, the new year is certainly one that people tend to focus on health. Let's face it. You get that New Year's resolution that you want to lose the pounds, and within a week or two, it's already shot to flames.
Yeah, that tends to be the trend that we see a lot. So, but there are definitely some things that can help set you up for success. So,
we're going to start right at the beginning. So, setting goals. I think, you know, you start right there. So, New Year's resolution, your goal is to lose weight. I think that you probably got to pinpoint it a little more than to keep it that broad and say, I'm going to lose weight, right?
Correct. The biggest thing that gives you the most potential for that success is making sure that they're what we call SMART goals. So specific, measurable, realistic, a timetable. So making sure that there's date and there's deadlines, investing in that. So you want to make sure that when you look at your goal, it's not just, I want to lose weight. How much weight are you learning? What is the plan? What's the specific plan? And making that as definable as possible. And then also too, writing it down, holding yourself accountable, keeping a journal, looking at those goals and breaking them also down into smaller ones. So not being so overwhelmed with, I want to lose 50 pounds in 2 months. Let's break it down to, what can I do today that's going to get me closer? What can I do this week? What can I do in the next 2 weeks? So that way it makes it more achievable and not so overwhelming.
Why is it so hard? I mean, I'm just going to be as blunt as possible. Why is it so hard? It is, and I think you'll back me on this, in today's day and age, it is just so much more of a challenge to shed those pounds.
Yes, I agree with you. It really is tough. The American culture really does not set you up for success very well. The fitness industry is a billion-dollar business, and that includes the supplements and the pills and everything out there that says it's going to get you that quick fix without a lot of work. It goes back to the basics. It is work. And what I try to emphasize, when you're on this journey and you're looking at losing weight, getting fit, getting healthy, it's going to be work. But then once you meet those goals, the work is not near as hard. It's maintaining. So there's a lot of things that can be an obstacle that you have to overcome. So like we talked about, the American diet, the fast food restaurants, all of those don't set you up for success. So being committed to packing your lunch, being committed to when you go out to dinner, splitting a meal with someone, doing those healthy meals, and really looking at it like an 80-20. So 80% of the food intake and 80% of what you do really needs to be good, healthy stuff. It's okay if you go to a birthday party and have a piece of a cake every once in a while, but those are treats, and redefining that treats are to be here and there and not necessarily something that you indulge in every single day. So looking at that, and then also to setting yourself up for daily activity. So 30 minutes of exercise, and that could be any kind of moderate exercise that's going to get your heart rate up. So I'll tell people, sometimes park your car at the end of Walmart, make yourself walk all the way up to Walmart, walk through the store, do the grocery stuff, and then walk back. That might get you probably a good 10-15 minutes walk, but just walk briskly and take those extra steps. Trying to walk to work or walk to different places, going out to the park and taking walks around there and what have you. So making the exercise and the activity something that becomes ingrained in part of your daily activity.
Easy. I mean, easy peasy, right? It sounds that way, but yet it's not. And we all know that. And especially this time of year, Beth, with the holidays. And you talk about, we call them quote unquote cheat days. Everybody has a cheat day from time to time. As you mentioned, having the birthday cake. Certainly you can work those in. The holidays, maybe those are your cheat weeks. I don't know, because there's so much great food over the holidays. But you gotta eventually work to get that back off.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the tricks that you can do over the holidays when you have family and so forth that's bringing in cookies and cakes, No one says that you have to necessarily eat them right then. Cookies are great to freeze. So if I have to make a big batch of cookies for the holidays or for school activities, that type of stuff, I always got in the habit of making that big batch and then freezing the rest. So therefore, they're not sitting around. They're not going to be something that I have to look at and feel like I've got to finish those. I can't let them go to waste or those type of things. So really looking at how can I set myself up for success and that type of stuff. So the goodies are really hard. So if you know you're going to be going over to the mother-in-law's for a great big meal, have a light breakfast, have a light lunch, and really just kind of divide your day. If you know you're going to indulge, just know that, hey, we're going to have to pull back in different areas that day because I want to have Aunt Betty's macaroni and cheese. I don't want, you know, I get it once a year and I want to make sure I get some of that before we leave. So
great tips there. Absolutely great tips. I hope you're taking notes, guys, because again, these are excellent ways to help you ease into your New Year's resolution if it's to shed the pounds. Here's a stat that is on our show prep that I just read today. Of course, these numbers usually come out around the holidays as we tend to overindulge a little bit. But a new report finds almost half of us will be obese within a decade. Half will be obese. It also predicts severe obesity as the most common weight category for 44 out of the 50 states in the United States. The data shows low-income Americans will be the hardest hit by this obesity epidemic. Now, it doesn't go in to say why they come up with that, but bottom line, half will be obese within a decade, severe obesity for 44 out of the 50 states. I mean, it is a problem.
Absolutely. And it's speaking from the nurse perspective, it's a problem that not only is going to affect your waistline or your gene size or anything like that. If you look at the studies coming out, we are tying those also to cancers. And as we know, most everyone that we know someone that is affected by cancer. And a lot of the cancers, especially the ones that are related to the GI system and the cardiovascular system, those are being tied to the obesity epidemic that we're seeing. And when you look at that, when they give you those stats that almost half are going to be obese, it also doesn't tell you that there's already a large percentage that's overweight. So they actually divide it as far as percentage of how overweight you are, whether you're obese or just overweight. So the statistic for people being overweight is much higher than the 50 to 60%. So we're really in a state of where we need to do something. And again, it goes back to, you know, our culture makes it difficult for us. So we have to set ourselves apart and to really invest in ourselves and invest in our health, because it's going to affect all aspects of our life, not only physically, not only in the aspects of your lab work and how you feel and that type of stuff, but also to the mental aspect. And just taking that 15-minute walk during your lunch hour is not only going to help you get that exercise in if you are time crunched, getting that in, but it's going to give you that mental release, that mental stress, that all that stuff that we need to kind of help us in keeping those healthy habits.
Man, that's so true. I mean, it's on down the line, because it does affect your mental health as well, because you walk in front of the mirror and you're not happy with what you see. And a lot of times that leads into a deeper state of depression, which is another problem that many face with starting with being overweight.
Absolutely. And the body image that goes along with that, that we can really get tied to, can be self-destructive. So that's why it's important to have people that are supportive, to have that accountability. And what I say is not get married to the numbers. When you look at that scale and maybe it hasn't moved that week, but you've worked hard, you've put in the time, you've put in the good eating habits, and the scale didn't move, and people will get discouraged with that. But what I ask is, how do you feel? How do your clothes fit? Because as you build muscle, that's going to affect the number on the scale too. But I want to know holistically, the big picture, do you feel better about yourself? Do you have more energy during the day? Are you not falling asleep on the couch? Do your clothes fit a little bit different? Are you able to get up in the morning and not be groggy? Those are all wins. So the wins aren't just the number on the scale, and being tied to that can really be self-destructive for a lot of people.
That's why sometimes folks will measure like body mass index and things that take those type of numbers as well, versus just going to the scale. Because let's face it, a successful diet Beth, and I think this to be true, usually 1 to 2 pounds a week or 3 pounds a week, as long as you are taking off some, it doesn't happen overnight, right?
Absolutely. And statistically, it will show 1 to 2 pounds per week are the ones that stay off. When you get into that 3 to 5 pound loss during the week that you will see in those first couple of weeks, which is a great motivator, but a lot of that is also water weight. So you don't want to aim to lose 5 pounds every single week, that type of stuff. You want to lose that 1 to 2 pounds per week that is true weight loss and the one that's going to stick. So it takes some patience, it takes some time, but you have to also combine that with the other positives it will come to. It will come to better sleep, it will come to better energy through the day, and people will struggle that first couple of weeks. They're just like, where's this energy that people are talking about? You know, I'm tired, I'm getting up, I'm working out. You know, it takes about 2 weeks for that energy burst. So after about 2 to 3 weeks, you'll really start feeling the full benefits of that.
Let's not forget lower blood pressure and lower cholesterol. I know that's a problem even I tackle, as I'm not a walking fitness of health, as many know who know me. So high blood pressure, high cholesterol, another problem with obesity as well.
Absolutely. Those are directly tied to that. And it's always been so joyful for me to see people as they start to get healthy and lose weight, be able to come off of those medications, be able to drop their blood sugars and back down on their insulin. And I've had some that go completely off of insulin and are able to maintain their blood sugars with the diet and the exercise and so forth. Now, that doesn't happen to everyone because everyone's diagnosis is different, but any time that you can decrease the amount of meds that you have to take for preventable diseases, such as high blood pressure and those type of things that for a lot of people are preventative, then that's a win. And again, you're going to save money. You aren't tied to that pill bottle and you're going to feel better.
We're talking health and wellness with Beth Gabhart this morning on Focus on the Community here on WAMW. Great information. I think we could go on this topic forever, Beth, but I want to, I think we need to stop right here at this point and tell folks, starving yourself is not the answer. To think that you can starve yourself and lose the weight and just take it off that way without eating, that is not the answer.
Oh, it is not. And it's really a scary thing when I see people do that and go into what we call a catabolic state or a hunger strike, that type of stuff. What will happen is if the body realizes that you're not going to feed it regularly and give it the nutrients that it wants. So the body will crave not the calories per se, but it's looking for the nutrients it needs to run efficiently and to run the best way that it can. So anytime that you start to restrict the body from those, it goes into save mode. So it will actually hold on to fat as a reservoir because it knows that, hey, he or she's not going to feed me until dinner and it's going to be a very little amount. So you'll lose weight in the beginning, but then you'll hit a plateau that will be really, really hard to overcome because once you get into that type of state, it's difficult to overcome that. And that also, especially for women, will set them up for the yo-yo dieting, and it will also affect your metabolism for much longer. And that can last for months to years, because then when you have what we call a sitting metabolic rest, the calories that you burn at rest just sitting here in your daily activities is actually going to decrease when you do such things as the starvation diets or the very minimal calories or anything like that. It actually really messes with your metabolism because in a sense you scare the body into thinking that, man, she or he's not going to feed me very often and that type of stuff. So it really goes into like a power save mode and really doesn't want to let go of a lot of that fat because it really can't trust that you're going to give it the regular nutrients that it needs for energy.
Good analogy there. Absolutely. I understand what you're saying. So don't starve yourself. Don't starve yourself. And then I want to dive into the fad diets because the one that we hear about time in and time out all around right now is the keto diet. And I've heard numerous success stories on this one. What's your take on the keto diet?
Oh, it's the keto diet. The history that goes to that is pretty interesting. When they looked at that, they were actually looking at seizure activities in children. So when I hear of the keto diet and the benefits that people will get from that, I always am a little bit concerned because I always go back to the science. I always go back to where are they getting their information from? Is it from a fitness magazine or is it from the science-based journals? And we don't know the studies of how this is going to play out when it comes to those people that are doing the keto diets, as far as that massive amount of intake of protein that can be very fat-laden, the bacon, the meats, and the butters, and that type of thing. We don't know what the long-term consequence of that is on the cardiovascular system, on the liver system, on the kidneys, because ultimately those are the big organs that's going to have to deal with that. And I always get a little bit concerned, again, when we restrict people. So if we're restricting them from certain vegetables or certain berries or those type of stuff, I'm always a little bit concerned as to we're going to miss out on those nutrients. We're going to miss out on those things that the body needs. So anytime that I hear a phrase, choosing bacon over berries, always gets me a little bit concerned. So I continue to watch it to see what the studies are going to show for people who have followed that, because it is a diet that medically physicians and so forth have recommended in the past, but it's been for certain medical diagnoses, not just your typical normal person that wants to lose 30 pounds.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, there you go on the keto diet. If those, and we're not saying pro or con, or we're not saying do it or don't do it.
Exactly. It's just saying do your homework and make sure that it comes from a medically based, science-based perspective, and not because your best friend lost 20 pounds on it in 3 weeks, or not because so-and-so is doing so great. And I think that goes for any particular diet. As you know, there's probably 50 out there that people, you know, hear that's doing really well for someone, and then they take that up. But the key is again, that 80-20, and making sure that giving the body the nutrients that it needs and looking at the big picture and the whole picture. So always making sure that you have a variety of different foods and not being restrictive to yourself.
In our final minutes, I want to talk about the exercise aspect of it, because that's where Beth really comes into play. Of course, a board member active at the Daviess County Family YMCA. We're going to talk about a very special offer they have for those coming up in just a little bit. But working out is the other part of it. You know, a good diet first and foremost, but working in a little exercise always helps.
Correct, yes. And like I said, the exercise is huge in not only losing the weight, but it's huge in making sure that you build muscle, making sure that your mental stress is in check. And then also, too, bone health is super important. As you know, as we get older, we naturally will lose up to 3% of muscle mass over the age of 45 yearly, even if we do or don't do anything. So you want to try to hold on to as much muscle as possible. You want to make sure that you protect your bones, which comes from resistance training. So getting into a weight room or making sure you do body resistance at home, wall push-ups, different things like that. So the exercise is going to be key. If you're losing weight and that is your goal, you definitely want to make sure that you get 60 minutes of that moderate, intense exercise. Now, you don't have to do 60 minutes all at once. If you've got a hectic schedule, 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes in the afternoon, somehow get that at least 30 minutes straight of exercise. It's going to make you sweat, get your heart rate up. If you have to split it up into two, that's okay too. But for those people who want to lose weight, 60 minutes. Once you're at your goal weight, you're feeling good, you're feeling strong, then we can back it down to that 30, 45, because by then you're in maintenance. So I always remind people, it will not always be this hard, okay? But just getting there and making sure we're hitting our goals, you have to have that exercise. You have to move. As Einstein says, you have to keep moving.
Absolutely. Well, you've got an excellent facility at the Daviess County YMCA. Of course, the Wellness Center is amazing. Workout equipment, the best, top of the line. But let's talk about the different classes, Beth, because you mentioned accountability earlier. The YMCA offers excellent strength training classes and aerobics and other opportunities where you do get that accountability, as well as meet new friends and you have fun at the same time.
Absolutely. I love the classes there. That is where I got my beginning at the YMCA, was teaching the classes. And it goes back to what you said, the accountability, the fun factor, going in for a great workout that all you have to do is show up and do the work, get in, get out, and getting that in, and the flexibility of the different classes that we offer from morning to night. We also have childcare options. So if you, in the morning, if you have a child that needs to be attended while you go work out, we have that option. We also have that in the evening. So we really try to make it as easy as possible for you to get in and enjoy those classes, because it's always easier to do a workout, even especially a harder workout, if you know you have a workout buddy that is going to be there with you. As they say, misery loves company. So if you both are going to in there and grind it out, it's always good if you've got that buddy that's doing it with you.
And a professional trainer, because so many will step into that wellness center, that weight room, and not know where to begin. They have no idea where to start. You've got a professional in those classes that will lead you through, guide you step by step.
Absolutely. And they all go through safety training. They all go through what we call body mechanics. How are people moving? Are they moving in a way that is going to be safe for them? Are they making sure that they're taking adequate weight? One of the worst things that I see is people will really hit that gym and they want to hit it hard, and then they throw their back out within a week because they're lifting too heavy or their body mechanics aren't right and that type of stuff. So the classes are awesome because you have that person looking at you. You have that person assessing how you're moving, encouraging you to add weight or pulling you back and saying, hey, let's back off on the weights just a little bit. I think you'll be able to get this by next week. I know you will. Just hang back a little bit. Let's make sure that you're staying safe, and then we'll take it up next week.
And the YMCA First of the Year, great offer now for first quarter. You've got the punch cards available now. This is for members, and even if you're not a member, but again, you need help with that New Year's resolution, here's a great opportunity to visit the YMCA.
Absolutely. So the punch card is for members or non-members. And what it gives you is that flexibility of the classes and of your schedule. So if you know that you can only come to class on a Monday, Tuesday, and a Friday, then you just bring that punch card, and there's a variety of classes you can choose from. And that can be the toning classes, the strength to train classes. We have a boot camp. And then we also have the cycling classes, which are great to get your heart rate up. So any of those aerobic classes that you want to take, you just hand the instructor that card. She punches it. You're done. You're good. And you get your workout in and you're good to go.
It's available now, YMCA. So go to the front desk at the YMCA. Once you are active in the Y, you will become a member. But again, it's for members and non-members alike. So take advantage of this great offer. The punch card is now available for any of the classes offered at the Daviess County YMCA. Our guest has been Beth Gabhart. Beth, the final words of wisdom for those as we wrap up another year and again make it our mission to lose weight in 2020. Let's send them off with some good positive vibes here.
The best thing, again, that you can do is, number one, invest in yourself. Believe in yourself. Get that accountability partner. Get those goals. Get that pen and paper. Get them down. Make sure they're those smart goals. And yeah, and just nail it. That's the thing, is you're going to have peaks and valleys. You're going to have times where it's not coming off as fast as you want, or you're getting discouraged. And just remember that. Just pick yourself back up and show up every day.
You can do it.
Yes, absolutely.
Beth, great information. Thank you so much for sharing time with us on Focus on the Community this week. And you are always available at the Daviess County YMCA. If they want to reach out to you, they can leave a message at the front desk and you'll get right back with them.
Absolutely. And even if they're wanting to come into the weight room and the workout room, and again, maybe they're intimidated by the machines or they don't know how to use them, we always make sure all the members are oriented to that room. But even after that, your first time there, definitely tell the front desk that you just want another orientation. I'd be happy to help people see how they can use the machines, make sure they feel comfortable, because that's the thing. When you're first walking into, and maybe you've never been into a gym before, or maybe you're just feeling really self-conscious about everything, yeah, definitely stop me. I'd be more than happy. That's my job, is to make you feel welcome and make you feel that you deserve to do this.
You have a passion for it, there's no doubt. Very knowledgeable. And again, Beth Gabhart, our guest, she's at the Daviess County YMCA, also registered nurse. Again, great information on fitness and wellness into the new year. Beth, we thank you so much for sharing your time and wish you the best into the new year.
Ah, you too. Thank you very much.
Focus on the Community has been brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank at Highway 57 South in Washington. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in every weekend as we focus on your community on WAMW.